continuing straight into the next kina, kina chav vav. Azvalach Yirmiyahu al kivrei avos. This tells a story that's told in the Medrash. Piyut elaborates a little bit on the story that Yirmiyahu, when he found out that the Churban was coming, the Beit Hamikdash was going to be destroyed, the Yidden are going to be sent into Galus, so he tried to find advocates. So he went to Maris Machpelah to awaken the Avos, Vinam, and he spoke and he said, Atzomis Chavivos, precious bones, Matam Shreichvos, why are you sleeping? Menechem Galu. Your children are going into exile, Batechem, Ubatechem Charevos, and their houses are laid in destruction. Vayez Chus Avos, Beretz Haluvos. Where's this Chus Avos? Go Kulam Bakinim. So they all started to cry and say, Kina is like us, Al Chesu and Banim, for what their children lost. Devu Bakoil. And they started to speak, they daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pnei Sheikhim Ma'inim, and they said, the Avos came to the Bnei Shalom, and they said, you promised that you were going to remember the bris that you made with the Avos. So the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answers, they exchanged my covered with something meaningless, like Pacht of Leiro. And they weren't afraid to do so. So therefore, I take my eyes away from them. They didn't do tshuva. I can't disregard their against me. Zuak af amayim babrum. Then Avram davened for them. He said, chinam nuseisi ezeh b'chinas avurum. Is it for nothing that I went through 10 nesyonos? What happened to the avtach of Altira Avram? You told me not to be scared. So Hashem answers, "Told Hayis Avodah Zarah." Yeah, but they went and they started worshiping Avodah Zarah. You know, to lachsev Boris and Shparis, right? Digging the broken wells using the marshal of Yirmiyahu and Echasapak al Bitul Aseret Adibrais. How could I turn away, disregard the that which they violated the Aseret Adibrais? Yitzchak, the Yitzchak also cried out to Pnei Sheikh and Shachak, to he who lives in the heavens, to Hashem. Is it for nothing that I was made into a korban? Now look what's happening to my children. They're being trampled. And didn't you promise that I'm going to establish a covenant with Yitzchak? So Hashem answers him, they rebelled against Yirmiyahu. They were metame the makam hamikdash. Too many of Avis. Soch Yeled Yulad Veselef. So then Yaakov spoke up, who was born and grew up surrounded by Torah and Mitzvahs. Demois Kesan and Zeilef, and he was crying and he said, Oilalai Shepachti Ve'elef, these are my children that I raised, Eich Gozu Mani Ve'chelef, Eich Hufu Mani Dam Ve'dam Kama Elef. And how could they be killed like this? And then Patz Raya Neman, that the Raya Neman refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke up. Kafush be'efer u'mudman. Seinah shebecheki haman eich gadu b'loi zman me'ayev tachas kelei alman. He also said, hey, well, you know, what about my zechusim? Why are they, what happened to the promises? Then it says, koil b'chi leim b'sefefes al v'aveha. That then it says that Leah was beating her chest to cry for them. Rachel Achayzim Avaka Al Baneha, her sister Rachel also was crying for them. Vizilpa Makapaneha, Bil Makanenis Beshtei Odeha. They all got into it. And then in the last stanza, we see a change in Hashem's response. Shuvu Smimim L'mnuchaschem, all of you perfect ones, obviously mois, go back to your rest. Malei Amalei Komosh Alei Seichem, I will fulfill your request. Shulachti Bavel Lamanchem, I was sent to Bavel, meaning I'm going along with them to Bavel because of you. And Hinim is Sheviv Golus Benechem, and I'm going to bring back your exiled children. So the Piyut depicts this story that's told in the Medrash, but it depicts it a little bit differently than the Medrash told it. In the Medrash, over here it doesn't really emphasize the ending that we're familiar with from the Medrash. Over here it just says all the Avos came, and then all the, it doesn't say all the Emois either, it has Rachel and Leah and Bilhah and Zilpah rather than Sarah and Rivka. But Al Kaponim, it sort of puts everybody together, and then it says Hashem answered all of them, all of you to me, I'm gonna return them. But we know that's not the way that the story is told in the Medrash. In the Medrash, it's very specifically Rachel that had the trump card. She's the one that was able to to everyone else's pleas, Shmuel was able to say no. Like you see, many stanzas in the Piyut describe because Shmuel was saying no. But to Rachel's plea, because Rachel was not able to say no, when Rachel said that, you know, I shared the simonim that I had made up with Yaakov, I shared them with my sister Leah so that she shouldn't be embarrassed, that was the zechus. More than all the other zechuyos, more than the Asara Nisyonis and the Yitzchak stretching out his neck and Avram Avinu taking the knife by Akedas Yitzchak, more than that, the Medrash says the Maisa of Rachel has a koyach in bringing the geula. In the pesukim that we read in yesterday's haftarah, the haftarah of Chazon Yeshayo, there's some very, very harsh pesukim. Lomali raves of Chechem Yimer Hashem. What do I need all of your sacrifices for? Hashem says, Savati Oyle Seilim Mechelim Mareim Vedam Parim. I have enough animals. I don't want any more animals. Take your karbanis and keep them. When you come to visit my mikdash, who asked this from you? Trampling in my courtyard. Here, you didn't think they're doing a mitzvah, they're doing God a favor, we're coming to the base of mikdash. Hashem is like, get off my lawn, you're ruining the grass. No more karbanos. Keteres tayeva hili. I find your karbanos to be an abomination. Your yamim tayvim, your reish chodesh, your Shabbos. I can't take it. Chatshechem mayadechem son anafshi. I despise your Yamim Tovim. How you are Tayrech and the Lace in the Sai. They're such a bother for me, I can't bear them anymore. Uvarizchem kapechem, and when you stretch out your hands in tefila, alim einai mikem, I will ignore you. Gam kisarbu tefila ineni shemeya. As much as you daven, I'm not going to listen. Yadechem damim mileyu. Your hands are full of blood. These psukim are as harsh as anything that we read in any haftarah, anywhere in Navi. Because Rochu talking, not just, you know, sometimes Navi says you did Averis, Hashem is angry at you because of your Averis. What's so harsh about these psukim is that they're not talking about our Averis. They're talking about our mitzvahs. And they're describing them as being repulsive to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hashem is saying again and again, I take them away, I can't take it, I can't take your mitzvahs. And then he describes, Yidechem damim aleihu, because your hands are full of blood. Rachatsu, wash your hands. Hizaku, clean them. Hasiru rayam aleichem v'neged einai. Remove the evil of your ways from before me. Chidlu areya, stop doing evil. Limdu heitev dirshu mishpat. Learn well how to seek justice. Ashu chamoitz, strengthen the one who's being taken advantage of. Shiftu yasaim, judge the orphan. Rivu almana, and stand up for the widow. Rav Hirsch reads these psukim with us. Now, I say reads, because he has an explanation, but if you think about it, he's hardly adding anything to the Pshut Shel Mikra. It's just obvious what the psukim are saying. Rav Hirsch points it out and explains it this way. What the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is saying is, this Mrs. Ben Adam L'Makayim, and this Mrs. Ben Adam L'Chaveirai. And they're both important. We have the first dibrais and the first five dibrais and the second five dibrais, and they're connected together, and they're both very important. But if we're not interested in the Bein Adam L'Chaveirai, that's what these psukim, the end of the psukim, right? If Yidechem Damim Aleihu, Ashru Chamoit, Shiftu Yasim, Rivu Amon, if there are people among you that are disadvantaged, that are weaker, that others are taking advantage of, are abusing, and you're not standing up for them. You're not seeking out those the justice of those amanis, those yesemim, those chamoitzim that others are. If you're letting the people get away with that, then what happens to your ben adam lamakayim aveiros is that they become an intolerable burden for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He can't stand being worshipped by Rishayim. He can't stand being worshipped by wicked people. And so if Klal Yisrael is wicked to one another, and he focuses dafka on the Yostam, on the Almana, meaning you could be wicked even if you're very nice. If you're nice to the people that are in your club, they're in your circle because they have the right things and they go to the right schools and they have all the privileges that make them your friends. And those people you're nice to, but you don't care about people that if Klal Yisrael turns their back on the people that really need, on the members of Klal Yisrael that really need their help, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't take your worship. I don't want you worshiping me. I don't want you davening to me. And so I have to take away the Beis HaMikdash. He needed to take away the Beis HaMikdash to stop us from worshiping him while we were involved in this kind of lack of Bein Adam L'Chaveirai, while we were ignoring the Bein Adam L'Chaveirai. It's almost as if it's saying if we were weak in both, that would be a halbitzara. Okay, they're weak, they're struggling. But to come saying, oh, look how frum we are, karbonos, tefilos, ketores, mincha, when we don't care about one another, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, nilesi nesoy, I can't take it anymore, le'ucha levin v'atzara. So if he can't take it anymore, he has to stop it, so he took away the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Pesukim of Chazon Yeshayahu say. And that's why the Medrash says that Rachel's cry is the most poignant of all. Leah was that person. She was the Yatsam, she was the Almana, she was the one that didn't have the opportunity and didn't have the advantage. She's the one that would have been made fun of, that would have been mocked, that would have been embarrassed. And Rachel said, I'm not going to let that happen. Rachel said that I can't let my sister, I can't let myself have it good and be happy and comfortable and admired and make it when my sister is going to be disgraced. So she shared the simonim. And then when Yirmiyahu came to all the avos and all the imais, and each one made their pitch, Hashem said to Rachel that, Shulah hinni m'shevib golus b'neichem.